Well, a total of about 25 million, which is up estimate at least close to 2%, which is about an additional 35,000 or so a day around the holidays. It may not seem like a whole lot, but with limited folks at the airport compared to what we had in 2007, as far as security and some other things, it can actually get very, very crowded, especially on Wednesday before and the Sunday after, which are the two busiest days to fly historically each year.
So what's the most important thing to know if you are headed for the airport?
Well, a couple things is when you wake up in the morning, always do this. This is the best thing you can do is go out to flightstats.com, check your airport out, see if there's any delays at the airport. Sign up for flight status alerts on your particular flight for yourself and also for whoever's picking you up on the other end, whether it's email or text messages, depending on what kind of device they may have for communication. Good information is the key to making the Wednesday before and the Sunday after Thanksgiving somewhat bearable.
Is this also a time of year when you get stuck behind people that are not very experienced flyers and they don't know the protocol to get through the TSA line?
Yeah, the two things that are actually confiscated the most during the holiday period are snow globes and pocket knives. So people take in jams and jellies. Those will be confiscated as well as long as they're over 3.5 ounces. So just be aware. With the heightened security based on what happened in Los Angeles recently, you can be rest assured it's going to be very, very slow at certain lines. You can actually download an app from the App Store on either Google or on Apple's App Store that's called My TSA. It'll actually tell you what the wait times and the lines are and which ones are actually shorter.
That's actually a good reminder. Jams, jellies, homemade stuff. It's the eating season, and we like to make a lot of home-baked stuff.
Absolutely. And people that wrap packages, especially on the way back, many times that wrapping will be ripped off. So just be aware that through security, they really don't like wrapped packages. In many cases, they will take that wrapping off.
That's really good advice.
Any hot deals from Seattle right now, Rick?
Well, as long as you go for that 2 weeks, sort of starting the first week in December, there's tons of deals. Right now, you can get down to Florida, places like Orlando for $294, Miami, $320. You can even get to New York under $300 round trip. Those are really great deals right now. So coast to coast is your best bet. If you're heading for the holidays, you need to start buying those tickets, especially for Christmas right now. You should be shopping right now. And if you're actually flying on the weekends over the Christmas holiday season, you need to buy that ticket in the next week or so.